Yeah!
Kick it! Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up toll free at 844-967-2789.
Dominic wanted to include a recent quote from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She's being quoted by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this afternoon. It says here, Democratic leadership in the U.S. Senate appeared to be moving towards a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act as soon as next week. Now, that's Tammy Baldwin's legislation. The legislation introduced by Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin aims to protect abortion rights across the country. In an interview Tuesday with the Journal Sentinel, Baldwin said, if the high court moves to overturn Roe v. Wade, here's her quote, Tammy Baldwin's, I view this as legislating from the bench when you turn back the clock 50 years. One more quote. She added, if the final opinion is anything like the draft opinion we saw, this is just the start. And I think folks who care about constitutional rights and freedoms, next in line might be birth control. Next in line could be LGBTQ rights. I think when people have clarity on this and reach of this, that it will, in fact, lead to significant voter participation. Yeah, I agree with you, Senator Baldwin. We're going to have to see if she's got some time to join us in the near future on the big show. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Always a political party up in here, just a little less festive, sort of a,
angry
end of the night whiskey drinking party that gets ugly at the end.
I've been thinking about this all night. Blew my mind a little bit watching some YouTube last night, and then woke up this morning and still had to ponder these things. So it's been hanging over me as a white male, middle-aged man, and having to deal with these kinds of things, let alone my teenage daughter and my wife and all the women in my life, having to deal with this and go through this. It is so very difficult to digest and ponder and to spit out without swearing, without screaming from the rooftops. And I just, sodomy laws, 2003, or the Texas case finally outlawed, anti-sodomy laws. 2003, now generally defined as called anal sex, but also could be oral as well. All right, but think about this for a moment. What if, when you're talking to people about these kinds of issues and the eventual leeching and that's going to go on with this, because this will not stop. If this philosophy, if this happens now with abortion, it will most certainly happen with contraception. It will most certainly happen with LGBTQ, and it will most certainly happen with interracial marriage. This is a platform. You can do it here. You can do it anywhere, right? And why not? If your religion forbids those kinds of things, well, what the hell? Why not? You can use that to impose your religious views upon the rest of society, regardless of whether or not you are a minority in those views. But when you talk to the people who are pro this and want, restrictions on abortion, perhaps think that birth control is terrible. Well, what if there was a law against traditional vaginal intercourse? Right? How would you deal with that? How would you digest that as a traditional married couple? That now the government has now come into your bedroom and says, no, you cannot do that. Would that be a violation of your rights? Because I don't think that traditional missionary vaginal intercourse is anywhere in the Constitution.
It's not an enumerated right. The problem. I think a lot of righties aren't getting any anyways, so they don't mind taking away other people's sexual freedoms.
What do they call them?
What I'm saying.
What do they call them? There's a word for them.
Incels.
Yes.
Now, Dominic, you've booked an interesting guest for tomorrow's big show. I got a few.
I haven't confirmed,
guests.
But he's supposed to be on.
Well, I have an author, and I've got a book in my briefcase I haven't read yet. So, you know, I'll wait till tomorrow to make that big promotion.
I'm hoping. I'm working on it.
I believe I also have Deb McGrath, who is the third congressional candidate. I believe she's in Madison in studio with me tomorrow, earlier in the big show. But we're going to take a few more callers before this big show is done. Al from Milwaukee's tried to join a couple times. Al, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Al.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I should call you that, even though we know better.
It's because you know us, Al.
No, I tried to call in when Maggie was there because I was her basketball coach in high school. And
I bet she was a hell of a player.
I thought I taught her better than that when she kept saying that you all were her friends. I thought I taught her how to find better friends.
Bad associations will get you in trouble every time.
Bad influences, Al. Once she left your tutelage and she found us, it was all over.
That's not why I called. I called to ask you all to think about the situation with the Roe v. Wade. What about all of those babies that were born by the slave owners en route to America and after by the slaves? Hello?
Yes, sir. We're listening, Al, but what context do you want us to consider that in? Meaning they would not have existed?
I'm with two police officers, so I can't be driving and talking on the phone. But anyway, I'm saying all of these kids that were born by... that were fathered by the slave owners and by the slaves, why wasn't there Roe v. Wade back then? And I know why, I'm being facetious, but at the same time, why doesn't any of that apply to these idiots who are trying to change this law?
I don't know, Al. Idiots being idiots, buddy. We're going to try to sneak one more in here, though. 844-967-2789. Wisco, don't be an idiot. Be a smart guy. I know you are.
Hey, Wisco.
Well, hey, thanks. Great show today. It's always nice to hear from Maggie. Did I get that straight from Maggie that with this ruling, it's an opinion or whatever you want to call it? Does this put just about anything on the table? Is that what she said?
Thanks. Well, it does open a legal Pandora's box. If effectively we have no rights except those enumerated by the Constitution.
Which, of course, is not right.
Which is Alito's finding, but he has the agreement of a 5-4 majority, at least in the current draft version. Well, then everything's on the table, Paul, theoretically. Everything from same-sex marriage to interracial marriage. Contraceptive use, you know, if there's no privacy rights enumerated Constitution.
Then how do you defend quote unquote traditional man woman marriage? I mean, if every other marriage is illegal except that one marriage, based on what do you say that? And again, it's the religion, man.
Of course, religion. Tom, because that is in the Bible. Had one great guest for a long time today. We appreciate her. She is attorney Margaret Dawn. And Dom, but, you know, you're a regular. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all for listening.
If the issue were to come before me, if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed and the issue were to come before me, the first question would be the question that we've been discussing, and that's the issue of stare decisis.